another edition of Liberal Credit Union's Seeds of Success. This week, it is our dairy producer, brought to you by Ferguson Apiaries and fueled by Kubota, talking with owner Curtis McNeil from Heather Home Holsteins in Goderich. Curtis, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your business and what you do.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to do this. We have a dairy farm located just north of Goderich, just out of Nile, along with my parents, Glenn and Amanda, and my wife, Kathy, and our four kids, Sam, Beth, James, and Clark. We operate Heather Home Hope Farms. We dairy operation, currently milking 85 Holsteins with expansion abilities to milk more in the future. We do some cash crop and some Angus on the side as well.
Where'd the name come from, Curtis?
It's actually, the farm was started by my grandfather, Cliff McNeil. So I'm the third generation dairy farmer. Originally, the farm was next door. The family that owned the farm when my grandfather purchased it was the Hetherington family. And inscribed in the bridge of that driveway was Heather Home. He liked the name, so he used that as his prefix for the dairy cattle. And then it's continued on through three generations.
Fantastic. What products are you selling out of there?
Well, we just produce fluid milk through the Dairy Farmers of Ontario. So we have Holsteins in our herd. So our goal of our farm is to produce a healthy, nutritious product for consumers and families to be good stewards of the land and be positive agriculture advocates to further agriculture for Huron County and for Ontario and the rest of Canada.
Curtis, if I was to ask you what makes your business successful, what would the answer be?
I think there's a lot of things to success. We do work very well together as a family operation. We do have some outside help. We're very fortunate. We have a herds person, Greg Fagan, that's been with us for over 40 years, working alongside us every day. I think doesn't matter whether it's dairy or agriculture or any organization, the ability to accept change and react to it and react to and accept technology and utilize it to further advancement for efficiencies and trying to grow profits is very important.
Perfect segue there. You mentioned technology. How has the technology helped Heather Home Holsteins over the last few years or so?
There's so many opportunities for the use of technology in agriculture. It's pretty much unlimited. And so on our dairy farm, we do utilize GPS technology for cropping. But on our dairy farm specifically, we have rumination collars that tells us the health and activity of the animals to make sure that everything is healthy all the time. We have a parlor facility with metering for milk production. And everything is monitored through computer systems to make sure that everything is working properly and that we're creating a great product for the end result.
Couple questions left for you. Challenges. Are there challenges right now in your neck of the agricultural world?
I think there's challenges in any business, depending on the day. If you ask the person what's going on, agriculture. There's always challenges to a point, and it's how you react to those challenges that can determine the outcome. Volatility is one of the biggest challenges for agriculture specifically. Outside expenses could be fertilizer, diesel fuel, or any of those things. But volatility is one of the biggest challenges that it's hard to navigate through. But through utilizing resources and experts, you can try to mitigate those challenges and navigate through it.
Curtis McNeil from Heather Home Holsteins in Goderich, Ontario, our dairy producer featured this week, part of our Liberal Credit Union Seeds of Success. Curtis, thank you so much for this. Appreciate your time and keep the good work going over there.
Will do. Thank you very much.